This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Ravi Zacharias said, "When I was a teenager growing up in India, I really wasn't doing very well. I was failing at everything." For those of you that know my story, he says, you know that failure was written large on my life. My dad basically looked at me and said, "You know, Ravi, you're going to be a huge embarrassment to the family, one failure after another." And he was right, given the way I was headed. I was looking for an escape. I wanted to get out of everything I was setting my hand to. I lacked discipline. During this time, India was at war with a neighboring country. I'm assuming he's talking about Pakistan. And the military academy was looking for pilots to be trained. So I applied and went to be interviewed for this. It was an overnight train journey from the city of Delhi. It was wintertime. It gets cold in the northern part of our country. We were outside freezing in the cold air for about 5 days as we went through physical endurance tests and other kinds of tests. Get this, there were 300 applicants for 10 positions. Imagine the competition. 300 people were applying to be pilots for 10 positions that were open. On the last day, they put their selection of names out on a board. I was positioned number 3. I phoned my family and said, "You're not going to believe this. I'm going to make it. I'm number 3. The only thing that's left is the interview. The psychological testing is tomorrow. I'll take that and then I'll be home." The next morning, I began my interview with the chief commanding officer, who looked to me like Churchill sitting across the table. He asked me question after question. Then he leaned forward and said, "Son, I'm going to break your heart today." Can you imagine being told that? "I'm going to break your heart today." I wondered what he was going to say. He continued, "Ravi, I'm going to reject you as a pilot. I'm not going to pass you in this test." "May I ask you why, sir?" "Yes. Psychologically, you are not wired to kill. You are not wired to kill, and this job is about killing. This job is about killing." Inside of me, Ravi said, I felt like I was on the verge of wanting to prove him wrong right there and then. Some of you will get that later. But I knew better, both for moral reasons and for his size. So I went back to my room. I didn't talk to anybody. I packed my bags, got on the train, and arrived in Delhi. Now, his parents think he's made it. My parents and friends were waiting on the platform at the railroad station with flowers and gifts to congratulate me. No one ever knew at that moment. I thought to myself, how can I handle this? Where do I even begin? They were celebrating, and yet for me, it was all over. Or so I thought. I listened to one more paragraph. "Had I been selected, I would have had to commit 20 years to the Indian Air Force. It was the very next year that my father had an opportunity to move to Canada. My brother and I moved there at the first installment, and the rest of them followed. It was there I was in business school in Canada, and God redirected my path to theological training. It was there I met Margie, and there my whole life changed. The rest is history. Had I been in the Indian Air Force, who knows what thread I would have pulled to wreck the fabric." And then he goes on to say this, "The hand of God was over his hand." And he was planning his life and said, "I'm number 3, position number 3 on the pilot's list. I'm going to be a pilot in the Indian Air Force." And God said, "No, I've got another plan for you, Ravi." And what was a disappointment to him turned out to be God's appointment for his life, which is a word for somebody in this room today.
Well, I hope that is a word for you today. From Joshua, the 21st chapter, as we're talking about the promises of God, not one of all the Lord's good promises to the house of Israel failed. Every one was fulfilled. We'll conclude this message tomorrow on Cross Hope on Sirius XM 131, the Family Talk Channel. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll tune in tomorrow.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.